Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 26th of September. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app or on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, wasn't it great to have night racing back at the Valley?
Glenn Finnick in front. He's a good horse, this bloke, and he's going to race to victory. The champ from Tasmania's hit the lead for Luke Curry. It's Mystic Journey in front. She's just the leader and wins it. But it's Pippi in front. She's burning them with speed. Boy, oh boy, she's getting tired, but she's got a heap of dash, and she'll win the Moya.
And the Queenslanders will be out to win another Group 1, but this time up there at Rose Hill in the Golden Rose Stakes.
Rothfire laid it down to Farnan and shot clear. Then Ole Kirk and North Pacific. He's a gun for hire. Rothfire puts pay to them in the run of the Rose.
The three-year-olds will also be on show here at Caulfield with the running of the Caulfield and Thousand Guineas Preludes. But the star attraction once again is set to be the boom horse of Australian racing and the odds-on favourite for the Underwood Stakes, Russian Camelot.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you for this Saturday morning. Big day of racing, as we just pointed out. The highlight there is the Underwood Stakes. Russian Camelot dominates the betting once again, just in front of Acadia Queen. So we'll hear from all of the big-name trainers for today's meeting at Caulfield and also for that meeting up there at Rose Hill in Sydney. And then it is the most important hour of the week for us punters with the Melbourne Form Panel. I'll be joined by Dean Lester, David Gately, hopefully he's recovered from his wonderful night there on the spring ticket last night, and also Warren Huntley. And then, of course, we will have our interstate hour, Kevin Casey to look at Rose Hill, Ed Kennett with his play of the day, Bart Sinclair will preview Toowoomba, Nadia Horn looks at Morpheville, Ray Huxley takes a look at that meeting at Coleraine today, and it's Cup Day there in Country Victoria at Coleraine, and Dan Malecki will be previewing the first Metropolitan meeting back at Tabcourt Park, Melton, highlighted by the Minuteman, which should be an absolute beauty. In fact, it's this afternoon, that meeting. And then George Ferugia will take a look at that meeting at the Greyhounds at the Meadows also this afternoon. But we are racing at Caulfield. Time for a track update. And Jason Kerr joins us now. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Gareth.
What are we expecting today, mate?
I had a pretty wet night. We've had 18.8 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. Most of that was sort of late yesterday and through the night. So it's left us with a soft six track today. But yeah, certainly it's certainly not into the heavy rain by any means. It was quite dry before the rain arrived. It was sort of well forecast. We sort of held off any irrigation ahead in the week. And left us with a soft six.
What are the conditions we're expecting today?
It's going to be a pretty cold, wintry day. It's only 13 to 14 degree maximum, and then pretty blustery winds next to the day. So it's going to be a cold, windy day, I think. I think, importantly, the showers look like they might have just about finished. They've sort of come up the bay all night, but looks like they're starting to tail off a bit. So hopefully we might not have seen the last of the rain. They're saying maybe a few showers throughout the day, but looks like the bulk of what's around at the moment may nearly have passed.
So we should stay at a soft six for the remainder of the day?
So if we don't get any more rain, that'll certainly be the case. If it sort of more showers develop and push across and come through, it'll probably, we get more showers on, it'll probably get softer during the day, but we'll just wait and see.
Okay, and the wind conditions, what are we expecting there?
Yeah, pretty windy. It's saying 35 to 40 southwesterly, and that's sort of coming from across, the 1400 metre chute sort of corner. Got sort of a cross tail down the side and then a bit of a cross head in the straight, but it sort of doesn't seem to be as, doesn't seem to play as big a part as the northerly plays. It's sort of a blustery cross tail essentially, so it doesn't seem to come into play as much as the northerly, but yeah, certainly be pretty windy day.
Okay, so overall you're pretty happy, mate.
Yeah, I think so. It's sort of forecasting the rain, we got it, and the track's held up pretty well, so rails out to 6 metres, which gives us a pretty clean cover of grass from last week at 3, so yeah, I think given the circumstances, it'll race pretty well.
Good luck, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Kerr with an update there at Caulfield. Now, it's that big meeting up in Sydney, the Golden Rose Stakes Day at Rose Hill. And Sean Patterson, the track curator there at Rose Hill, joins us now on RSN's Race Day. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
Looking forward to a big day of racing with the Golden Rose. What are the conditions we're expecting there?
Yeah, we've experienced over the last few days a bit of summer come a little bit early. Yesterday was quite windy. Pretty gusty indeed. Today we're looking at a top of 18. There's not a cloud in the sky at the moment. A little bit of breeze around and expected to pick up towards the end of the day.
Okay, this is a grand final meeting in a way, so the rail's in the true?
Yeah, we're back in the true. Last fortnight we're at 6 metres, straight back into the true. As I said, we've experienced that spring weather so far, and that's really helped the track out recover. It's a really nice pad of grass that we're right across.
Okay, will you expect to get an upgrade there with the hot weather and the winds there at Rose Hill?
Yeah, look, we had the winds yesterday. We had a little bit of extra moisture there for yesterday, knowing it was going to be windy. We did get a passing shower last night that gave us 1 mil. It's sitting nice in the four at the moment, but with a little bit of wind around, it could get to the 3.
All right, then. So, all in all, it should be a wonderful day's racing there.
Yeah, definitely. The conditions are ideal and the track's in a great nick, so it should race very well.
All right, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for that.
No, thank you.
Beautiful. There's Sean Patterson with an update there at Rose Hill. Big day at Caulfield. Michael Kent Jr. and Mick. Michael Kent Jr. and Mick Price will play a major part there at Caulfield as well, with some of their lovely three-year-olds going around, especially in the Thousand Guineas prelude. And Michael Kent Jr. joins us now here on RSN. Good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Gareth. Morning.
First of all, we'll go through your runners in race 6, the Guineas prelude, and you've got 3 runners. I might start with National Choice because I've always been a big fan of his. Where do you think he's at this preparation?
Yeah, he looks to be coming up well. He trialled really good going into his first run. We just think he's behaving like an inconsistent colt. He looks terrific. We could find no excuse post Flemington. I know it's a firm track, but he pulled up very sound. So we've got blinkers on. He's been doing some schooling here at home. His work's been great. Mick's probably going to inform the stewards that he'll be rolling forward. And the wet track certainly won't hinder his chances. He does like the cut out of the ground. So fingers crossed he improves, and we think he will.
All right, then. Camborne's unbeaten. Can he remain unbeaten?
I'd like to hope so. Look, he's a lovely colt, and it is a bit of a tight program for him, but he's got the right assets to do it. He's a robust horse and a lovely, quiet temperament. So we're very happy with him. He's flying. He's going to need the sort of race to work out for him. You know, he's drawn the widest there. So he'll be sort of, you know, riding cold early and then finishing off. So if everything works out, he can definitely, you know, pick up and run top 3. But it's a big step up. We'll see how he goes. But we're very happy with the horse.
Has he surprised you with his development this time?
I suppose somewhat. We've always liked the horse, but he is a very laid-back horse, so he doesn't give you a huge feel at home. But we had the feeling that he'd do the right thing. You've got to love the way he does it, though. Like at Bendigo, when you know he idled up and Mick depressed the button, he really flattens out like a good horse. Not sure how we go on the soft track. All of ours today have got a good wet track form. He hasn't been on it yet, and he's got a really good action that would indicate he should like it on good ground. So today is an unknown, but we'll see how we go.
And Captain Corrali is son of Tavistock, and he's another one that you probably turn up to the races today just not knowing how good he actually is.
Yeah, high-quality colt. He's a gorgeous horse. He looks fantastic. He's coming in here off a freshen up with a view to going further, so he's definitely at the shorter end of his distance range. However, he's a good horse, so very keen to see him today. He's probably only run top 3, getting a start in Guinea, so we'll see how he goes. If he doesn't, he'll be sort of on a derby pass, providing he remains mature enough. You know, we definitely think he'll be a good part of the autumn, but he worked very well and he's fantastic. So soft barrier draw, he does handle the wet track. He can definitely run the top 4, I think. He's going well, that horse.
Okay, out of those 3, can you pick one out for us?
I think it's got to be Campbell and what he's done. He's just got that profile of a very progressive colt, and the way he's flattened out both times, he's been awfully impressive. So just want to see a bit of pace on, and if they can make ground by that part of the day, he'll be storming home.
You've got some wonderful fillies going around in the 1,000 Guineas prelude, and we'll start off with Night Rage. She was really good at Tatura, smashed the clock, and then she turned up at Moonee Valley and franked that form. How is she trained on?
She's perfect. She looks awesome. Mark Zara galloped here Tuesday. We're very happy with her. We couldn't have her any better. So she's ticked the soft track. Well, she actually went on a heavy track at Tatura. So the rain shouldn't hurt her. Lovely barrier draw. She looks $1 million. So we couldn't fault her.
I don't know, Michael. I've asked you about hundreds of horses. But you seem to... When I ask you about Nairay, there's something in your voice that you're in love with this filly by Vancouver.
Yeah, she is, especially after her last victory. Yep. She did, not much went right there. Zara went left, then right, then left again. And for her to pick up with only sort of one victory to go and win going away, she puts her ears back for you. She gets around here like a five-year-old gelding. She's a beauty. So, we like her a lot, and we'll like her even more if she can win a Group 2 for us today.
Anna Visto goes around in the same race. Were there excuses down the straight for the first time there at Flemington?
Yeah, definitely. She came off a soft track Mornington maiden win going into it. What was probably a good three or firmer at Flemington, where they sat up and they really sprinted quickly. She sort of wanted to lane a little bit, got it all wrong. I've got an equal love affair with her as the Night Raid. I love this filly. She's a beautiful filly. She's out of a Tavistock mare who was a real mudlark. So I think the soft six really brings her into it. It might dull the speed of the other horses and allow her to work home nicely. She's wanting the mile. So hopefully today she's running on nicely, and it wouldn't surprise us if they're in the top three. She's a high quality filly.
Okay, if you're on the Bachelor and you only had the one rose, who are you giving it to?
It's got to be Night Raid, just given she's seasoned. She's more professional. Got the right barrier. She's been there and done it. Anna Visto's a progressive horse to keep an eye on for the future.
Coleraine today, do you have a winner there?
Tough day there. I'd make Bella Ramore in the last our best. She's definitely over the odds at $8. She's coming through some decent form race and finds a weaker one there. But look, I'd have to make Night Raid our best for the whole day.
Okay. So, Night Raid, of course, race 7, horse number 5. Michael, we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much, Gareth.
There's Michael Kent Jr. joining us to kick off the first word. Lindsay Park will also play a big part at Caulfield this afternoon. They've got a host of their star gallopers going around, and Tom Dabernick's about to join us here. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Gareth.
First of all, we'll kick off in race number 2. You've got a couple of chances here. Power Scheme, first of all, this galloper's first up.
Yeah, it looks to have been trialling up nicely. I think he'll run well fresh. He's probably the more realistic chance, second up over a mile.
All right, then Not Mine gains a start as well. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, first start in Australia. He's a French horse that had raced in Hong Kong. He looks to have trialled up nicely. He'll probably be looking patiently early, but should be finding the line. Probably a soft track might be a slight query.
Okay, how good is this former Hong Kong galloper?
Look, he's sort of probably struggled a little bit in Hong Kong. He ran some nice races. He sort of comes here rated in the low 70s, so I think we'll learn a bit more after today. But I think, you'll probably this run and then second up in a mile. Probably one to keep an eye on, but I just think he might be better on a slightly drier track, but today will be interesting to see what he does.
Okay, 1,600 metres, is that his best trip? He starts, of course, over the 7
furlongs. Yeah, I think so, yeah. He possibly might get up beyond that. We're still learning about him, but we've taken all the gear off, and I think we'll just ride him patiently and hopefully he'll hit the line.
Race number 3, I thought he was so brave during the winter off that long injury layoff, Sin to win. He's had that short break. How has he returned?
Really good. He's got that residual fitness from winter. He's a tough old horse. He's got good form at Caulfield. I think that the 2,000, he'll need this run, and then we'll get him up to a mile and a half and beyond. He'll probably come into his own, but certainly not beyond him in 84 grade, but I think he'd be better at a mile and a half.
He deserves to win one.
He runs a lot of good races. He finds the line, so I'm sure he'll be sticking his neck out late.
What are you expecting from the son of Galileo, year-long rising in the same race?
He had a pretty solid campaign last preparation, and we've started him first up over 2,000. Soft's not a problem for him, but first up on soft ground, I think he'd need the run. But he's once again another one that probably could follow once he gets up to a mile and a half.
Are they horses that could be set for country cups?
They definitely could be. That's the plan. Yep.
Yeah. Race number five over the 1,400 metres, another horse that's first up and super tight. Are you happy with him?
Yes. I think he'll probably find the 1,400 a little bit sharp, but the run will bring him on and he should be well suited once he gets to a mile.
All right. Excited to see your 2 3-year-olds go around in the Caulfield Guineas prelude. First of all, Crosshaven. He's a good horse. This is a wonderful field, but how is he after that impressive victory at Flemington over the 1,400?
Yeah, look, you know, clearly this is his toughest test. I think he's a little bit underrated, and I think he's two starts on soft tracks for two wins. I think he'll probably go forward, you know, sit up on the pace like he did. Not necessarily has to lead, but I think he'll sit forward and I think he'll be in it for a long way.
You've got some handy three-year-olds. Is he your number one seed, Tom?
I think today will tell us a bit more. Atar, the stablemate, looks to have good talent. He's won his last two. He's only had the three starts. His first start at Mornington was over a short trip, but he did find the line nicely. He does handle soft ground. He'll need a little bit of luck through the first 400. He's got okay tactical speed, so I'd expect him to settle handy-ish, but probably just off the leaders. And once again today will tell us if he's a sort of genuine Guineas contender or not, but he looks to have good raw talent.
So Crosshaven in the firing line and Acer, hopefully Nolan can weave a little bit of magic at the start and slot in hopefully somewhere midfield. If that happens, can you split the two?
Look, Acer's won his maiden and 64. Crosshaven's sort of won at a higher level to date. So they're both handy chances. It'd be hard to split them. I'd probably slightly lean towards Crosshaven at this point.
All right then, so Crosshaven in at the Guineas prelude. What about the 1,000 Guineas prelude? And Mick Sharkey continues to talk up personal this filly of Fastnet Rock, and I thought it was a big tick down the straight behind Doubtland the other day.
Yeah, we took on the boys and wanted to go the 1,200 over the 1,100 fillies option on the day as we're going to this race at 14 and then hopefully to the Guineas at a mile. So she was good. She finished sort of just on the back of the place getters, but had a slightly held up run. And I thought she had a bit to offer still going to the line. So she's improved out of it fitness-wise. Barrier one probably would have preferred to draw out a touch, but she'll be probably buried away on the fence. And just by race seven, if the inside section may not be the place to be. But she has, her last two runs have been on soft fives, where she's ran competitive races without winning or running a place. So don't think the ground's a major concern. She's a talented filly. You know, her run in the Blue Diamond was excellent. She flew at them late. So, yeah, I'd expect her to be putting herself into the finish.
All right, then. So she's worth an each-way punt today, personal, in the 1,000 Guineas prelude. And then we go to the people's horse, really. No AFL this weekend. He can really be on the back pages of the Herald Sun, Sosie Bonner, if you can get up, Tom, and win the Underwood Stakes. And when you have a look at his Maccabi Diva run, It was close to nearly the run of the race.
Yes, it was a great performance, and Daniel Stackhouse seems to be clicking with the horse, so the conditions will play into his favour. And with a horse like him, you know, a lot of horses in the race today might have a bigger goal ahead of them, but you know, would be using today like his grand final, throwing everything at it. So I hope that he runs his usual honest race, and I'm sure he'll be putting himself there at the finish.
What do you think his best trip is?
It's hard to say. He's such a versatile horse. He's, you know, he ran in the Derby as a three-year-old, and he's won an Ori Star. So, like, he can, he's a wonderful horse, and I think, you know, this 1800 is probably perfect for him at this point. He could easily, after this, maybe keep him a bit on the fresh side and go to a two rack, or you could step him up and go to a Turnbull. It wouldn't matter. So I think we'll just judge it back up into a Turnbull, possibly. Yeah.
Okay. And Furin, were you happy with his first up effort off such a long layoff? He goes around in the last race, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes the soft conditions. He's a talented horse. He, you would think, I would think that second up at 1700 will probably need this run again, and then he'll be better placed third up over 2000 in something like the Koonji possibly. But he's in good order, and I think he'll run a much better race today, and then he'll probably hit form at his third and fourth run.
Your best today, Tom?
Oh, it's a really good day's racing. I think Sociobon each way, and I'm pretty keen on Crosshaven's chances.
Love it. Sociobon, the best from Lindsay Park, each way in the Underwood Stakes, and Crosshaven, who was good to us the other day. Hey, we wish you the best of luck, Tom.
Thank you.
Let's head up to Sydney and catch up with Kieran Maher. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Gareth.
We'll kick off with your Sydney runners. Exemplar heads up there to Sydney over the 2,400 metres. How did he travel?
Travelled well. It's a winnable race. That's not an over big field. The horse has been in really consistent form, and not a lot of speed. He'll roll forward, and he's got a great chance again.
Okay, so that's race two, number six, Exemplar. And in the third race, Thought of That, how's he going? Because I remember last time we had a chat, he seems to be low-flying, this horse, and he gets a dry track up there in Sydney.
Yeah, that was the catalyst for the decision to send him up. I thought the race was equally probably as attractive in Melbourne, but he doesn't like getting his feet wet, so we sent him up the road, and I think he's a really good each way chance. He needs a little bit of luck, but he'll roll forward and make his own. It's sort of right in his pet distance zone, is that right?
And if one jockey you would think that would suit this horse, it would be Nasra Willer.
That's right. Yeah, he's I think it's natural. You know, he's got that aggressive style, and he's a big, strong gelding now. But the harder you ride him, the better he goes.
Let's go to Caulfield. How romantic! Can she win again in the first race?
I can't see any reason why she can't. It'll land on speed a little bit further or further. Just riding that race is riding a, you know, it's riding a ratings range. We were sort of opting whether to go to the stakes race or this race, but we opted for this one. We thought it was the easier target, and the horse is trained on lovely.
Okay, do you think that young Lockie Nydorf can get maybe outside the leader from that draw?
He'll have to do a little bit of work, but that's her usual pattern. So that's what we'll be aiming to do.
Caulfield Guineas Prelude, race number six. You'll saddle up. This horse, I think, has had a wonderful each way, Price Prague.
Yeah, Prague, he's a high-quality horse. I was very confident of him going into the Danehill, maybe the first time down the straight. Johnny Allen said this, you know, like if he rode him next time, he'd ride him slightly different. Haven't had that fit on him. So he gets that today. The extra trip's ideal. Obviously awkward draw, but if he can overcome that, he's a... You know, he's en route to a Guineas, that's been his target, and he'll improve.
He'll go forward from that draw, make his own luck?
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah. There's no sort of, it doesn't look to be a lot of natural leaders in the race, but everything will probably hold, I suppose. But, yeah, he'll go forward.
All right, then, and the soft going's a big tick for Prague as well.
Yeah, he can handle all conditions. Doesn't really matter what it throws up. So it probably actually worked in his favour, I'd say.
And your other runner, Amish Boy, it was a big effort at Flemington in the same race. How was he trained on?
Trained on nice. Yeah, he never reached his full potential last prep. And, yeah, it was no surprise. In doing what he did first up, he sort of showed that in his trial leading up to it. There's no reason why he can't back that performance up, and he's feeling great each way. There's probably not a lot between them, actually.
Okay, so two strong each way chances there in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude, and then we go to race number 9 on the program, and one of my favourites, Junipal. He never really runs a bad race, and he gets his chance once again in that final event, up to the 1,700.
Yeah, his pet distance is around a mile, so we've opted for the 17. I was really keen on trying to get him into the rip in Clark, but he just wasn't able to slip into the field. So, you know, that's sort of our opinion of how he's going. You know, he was a dominant win the other day, and... he's got a super chance again.
Your best there at Caulfield?
Probably either either or the Hellway Mantic or Junipal.
All right, mate. Good luck. Enjoy Sydney once again, and hopefully you train a few winners today.
Yeah, I suppose.
Good on you, mate. There's Kieran Maher there. This is the first word on RSN's race day. It's 7:31. It's great to be with you on this Saturday morning. Time for a quick break, and we'll be back with James Cummings and Lindsay Smith. Good morning. Great to be with you. If you're just waking up on this Saturday morning at 7:34, this man would have been up for the last 5 hours. His name is Lindsay Smith, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Oh, I've been waiting for you to ring, brother.
Is it cold down there at Warrnambool?
No, it's actually the sun's out at the minute. A lot of the rain the day before. I think I needed an arc here yesterday, but no, it's okay today, so we're just about ready to get going.
All right, love it. The former French galloper, Labelle, I think that's how you pronounce it, or something like that anyway. He was impressive at Sandown.
Yeah, he can go on any ground by the looks of his form, synthetic, bitumen, or wet track, so it shouldn't worry in the ground today.
How good is he?
He's a nice horse to deal with. He came off the truck, and I hadn't had a lot of... I've had a couple of European horses just prior, and I was getting nervous because they sent him over out the key, I thought. But this one, he straight away started working good. He settled in good, acclimatised good. So nice horse to deal with, and he'll go there in fine form.
He's won a listed race 3 starts back over the 2,400 metres. He steps up to the 2,000. What's his best trip, Lindsay?
I don't know yet. I've only a little handle on him, but hopefully it's around from now to the 2,400, and if he goes a little bit further, but yeah, we'll learn as we go along.
All right. Do you expect him to win today?
He's going to be hard to beat. I don't like expecting, but, yeah, he's going to be awfully hard to beat.
All right, then.
I'll tell you, it's a good thing when we get off the line.
And he'll go forward as he did the other day?
Yeah, that's what he'll do. He could lead if there was no pace, or he could sit. He's got a beautiful stride on him, so he'll place himself up there.
All right, you happy with Adelaide Aces progression this prep? He goes around in race 5?
Yeah, I mucked it up the first time. But, yeah, we give him a little break and I got him a little bit fitter. His run was good the other day, similar sort of field, I suppose, wind storm. But I was going to keep Adelaide Ace around 1,800 and under. So he'll most probably go back a little bit and see if he can't track something into the race. But he'll make his presence felt halfway up the straight.
All right, then. So he's an each-way chance in that race?
Correct.
And what about my old favourite, Trap for Fools? There's no pace in this race. And I remember when you used to train this horse and he was going through that winning patch in Perth, you used to love him breaking his opposition's hearts because of that. He had big lungs and a big heart. Can he do the same first up in an Underwood Stakes?
Oh, he's done a lot of work at home, and then he come here. He had a gallop early in the morning, and then he trialled about an hour later. So he's done a lot of work here, and he only knows one way, and that's handlebars down. You ride him pretty, you'll get run over. So he's a good pacemaker to have in the race. So it'll be handlebars down and see what happens at the end.
Could he be in the fight still at the furlong, Lindsay? What you've seen at home
on the fast track, then he could really use his one pace to extend them. So he's got another win in him. It might be today, but when all the stars align, he'll be putting his head in front again.
Now, that's great to see. So Trap for Fools in the Underwood Stakes. It will be. You can promise everyone it'll be a truly run race then, Linz.
That's it. I like to look after the punters.
And living the dream and want to be good. Can they win at Belmont?
Living the dream, as most of the punters over here would know. He's got a good motor. He had a bad couple of runs towards his end of his prep. But I seen him win at Moonee Valley with Ben Mellum on him one day, and he rounded him up pretty good. So if he's back to normal, $31 is a bit overs. But that, as you'd know, that's a pretty good field. What he's in, there's six or seven high-class horses, so he'll want to be at his best. But I expect him to look a nice horse after the race, put that way.
All right, we'll have something on Living the Dream there at $31. What's your best at Caulfield?
LaBau and each way, the Ace Man.
Adelaide Ace. Good luck, Lindsay. Enjoy that cold swim this morning.
Giddy up.
There's Lindsay Smith. James Cummings joins us now. He's got two strong chances, but I can't recall a day that he's only had two runners at a metropolitan track, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. Good morning to you, James.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. This is a quiet day for you.
Yeah, it's a bit quiet at the racetrack, but at the training track, I can promise you, it's all happening.
Who was the best worker this morning?
Well, we have.
Who did you give the three votes to?
It's possible. I've seen some good workers. I might not have seen the best one yet.
Okay, who's to come?
Team Bivouac about to pull out. It'll be interesting.
Hey, just quickly, this is off track just a little bit. One of my favourite pieces of vision that I saw last year was the behind-the-scenes build-up to the Everest from Godolphin. Do we get that again?
Well, there's not quite the drama this year that we had last year.
Yep.
They are coming out. They told me to be out here Wednesday morning for them to catch up with me for a little bit of my side of the docudrama this year. So well, you'll never know what you might get.
No. But your acting skills have improved. You could add a little bit of drama for us, or maybe Reggie, you know, there's something there that we can work with.
Well, between Reggie and I, we can only get better from last year.
Amazon will be calling you up soon, James. Don't worry about that.
The trouble is, Reg needs a haircut.
Yeah, we all do in Victoria, mate. Hey, you'd be buggered if you were here, mate, with your hair. You wouldn't be able to see. Coruscate, first up, can he win the fourth at Caulfield?
Well, I'd like to think so. He's really flying along, that horse, and he looks like getting a good run in a small field. So I'd say he's an interesting runner in that race.
Soft going first up. He's got a tick on heavy tracks anyway, and he looks like he'll appreciate it.
Yes, and he did fail first up last preparation, but that was from a long time off. And this time we feel he's going every bit as good as he was then, but the six furlongs rather than five furlongs that we produced him fresh up over last prep might be more to his liking.
Has he got a better race in him?
Well, this is an opportunity for him to win his first black type race, but I think he's going well enough to be competitive anywhere.
Yeah. Destination in Sydney. He's been knocking on the door, and his form this prep has been first class.
Yes, he's another a good, honest and fast Exceed and Excel colt. He's guaranteed to get a good run from the inner draw. He was three wide facing throughout last time and only just went down by less than half a length still had the audacity to run a quick final furlong, I'd say that horse is going to run very well. There's clearly the horse to beat there, Wild Ruler, but he's going to run a race destination.
All right, mate, your best chance today.
It might be at Kembla Grange.
Okay, I love this. Wait till I got to get my pen ready. Last time you tipped a horse at Kembla Grange, it firmed in from $5 to about $1.90, so I better get on.
I've only got one runner at Kembla Grange. You'll track it down.
Okay, which one is it?
Ambulance Street.
You're breaking up there a little bit.
Perfect.
Yeah, which one is it? What race?
You're just breaking up a bit.
Oh, there we go. Amulet Street, race 2, number 7, $2.60. Hopefully it goes one better.
Okay, no problem. Michael Felgate once asked me for my best of the day, and the line dropped out.
Yeah, I know. And did he ring you back?
No, I think he got the hint.
Hey, I'm a little bit more persistent. I won't let you get away with that. Good on you, mate. Good luck, and say good day to Bivouac for us. Let us know how he works.
I will, mate. Thanks, Gareth.
There's James Cummings there. Mike Moroney joins us. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Gareth.
Rainbow Thief, outside gate in race number 2. Your thoughts there? You got Jamie Carr taking the right.
Yeah, a bit of a trick because he used to be a very hard-going horse. We were sort of having to get covered up and couldn't stop him and that. So he's learned to sort of race a bit better now, but it's been a real tricky draw for him. Conditions should really suit, and this is going to be luck and running. If he gets the right sort of run, he's in his right race, I think.
What does Jamie do from that gate?
Yeah, look, I don't know. It's a tricky one because I know if she gives him a dig in the ribs, she won't stop him.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to sort of get some cover from there too. So not the easiest, but I do think they usually jump and run. Sure enough, I would say we're going to have to go back and get some cover, I would think.
So basically, good luck, Jamie.
Yes.
Race number 5. Can't wait to see Buffalo River back. And you set him first up for that Group 1 and he just didn't get a start. So I would imagine he'd be ready to go today.
Yeah, he's ready. He's probably going to be aided by this little bit of rain too, I would think. That was my concern. 1,400 metres in the Group 1 race would have been that the track been a bit firm and them going quick enough. But this should just slow them down that sort of half second of furlong, and that should really help them.
How has he come back? Is he a better horse than what he showed last prep?
He has definitely matured. He's fully mature now. Like these horses are 6 months behind. He always looked a bit immature, and hence he's been lightly raced, but he's ready for it now. So we're going to have a longer preparation this time around, and wouldn't surprise me if we get to 2,000 metres at some stage with him.
Okay, so with that maturing for him, so do you think he comes back underneath the rider a little bit better this time?
Yeah, I think so. I think he will. Look, he's got good gate speed, and we'll be going forward, obviously, in this race. From that, you know, he's not a horse you can drag back. So we'll be going forward, and just hopefully he flies the gates like he can do. But he's a horse that we've sort of watched jump out, and the jump out's been okay. His first one was good, and the second and third one weren't as good, I didn't think. But then when we look back at his other jump outs going to other races, they're exactly the same. His first one was good and his next one wasn't as good, you know. So that's just him as he gets fitter. But he's really well, and you'll see a far more mature-looking horse today than what he's ever been. So,
Can you beat Windstorm?
With luck and running, I think we can if things go his way. It's hard to measure up how good Windstorm is. We haven't seen much of him. So, but, you know, our horse is a horse that keeps winning, and they're very similar horses, so it'll make for a good race.
Good luck, Mike. Thanks for your time, as always.
Okay, thank you.
There's Mike Moroney there. Geez, Philip Stokes is flying at the moment. Training winners left, right and centre here in Victoria and Adelaide. And he's got one hell of a team heading into the spring. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Philip.
Yeah, good morning.
First of all, good idea goes around in the staying race over the 2,000 metres. Your thoughts with him today?
Look, the soft track won't worry him. I just feel probably just needs this run to get him right up the fitness. He could fill a place.
Were you happy enough with his first up effort there at Flemington?
Yeah, I thought it was good. He sort of ended up, bounced a bit fresh, got to the front, just knocked up a bit late, but he's taken improvement and there's more to come.
Geez, you've got some lovely 3-year-olds going around at Caulfield, including Savannah Cloud. And he was impressive at Cranbourne. He goes around in race six, the Guineas prelude. Your expectations today?
Really happy with him. He's taken improvement off that win. 1,400, I don't think, will be a problem at all. Track conditions will be soft, but I think that'll be okay for him. So, look, I'm happy with the horse. It's obviously a lot harder race, but where he sits, he's going to be, they'll know he's there.
Yeah. Do you think he's a Group 1 horse?
Oh, geez, he's one in the making, I think. I think whatever you're seeing now is a bonus because he's still very mature. I think he's going to make up a lovely horse in the autumn.
Yeah, I remember talking to you before that Caulfield and you were excited about him. You thought you had a horse there. How far can he get as well?
Oh, look, he's been nominated. You know, obviously we're going to the Guineas, but how deep we go into the spring, I'm not sure yet. I have to talk to the ownership group, Wiley, and that. But I just feel sooner, you know, I think he's just going to be a better horse in the autumn, basically.
Race number 7, the 1,000 Guineas prelude, and everybody's excited to see Instant Celebrity. I know David Gately on the spring ticket on our Carnival channel last night was declaring her. She has been so impressive in Adelaide. How has she travelled to Melbourne, and what are you thinking about her chances today?
Yeah, Can't Fold Her has settled in really well, doing everything right. We just gave her a little bit of a maintenance gallop on Tuesday just to have a ride. She's fit. Sound. The team in Adelaide have done a fantastic job with her. Yeah, really looking forward to going around. Obviously, first time ever racing away from Mortal going to Caulfield. You know, they can bring them unstuck, but, you know, it's not about today. It's going to be in 2 weeks' time, too, going to the 1,000 Guineas.
Is she the filly that gets back and charges home?
She is. She doesn't have to go all the way back, though. That was just barriers, you know. She can take a midfield, maybe a little bit better position, so she's not one-dimensional like that.
All right, then. So she's a wonderful chance in race number 7. What about in the Group 1, the Underwood Stakes? And Mr. Quickie, you must have been over the moon with his run first up.
Yeah, I was. I feel he has in the past been a little bit, you know, the second up syndrome, but I think with the 4 weeks between runs, I'm really happy with him. He's a happy horse. Tough race, but I really think he's a top three chance. And it's just nice to see him bounce and just have a couple behind him instead of him being out the back trying to run them all down again.
Yep.
But he's in a really good place and ready to run well.
Is 1,800 nearly his best trip?
Well, when you look at his form, you'd probably say, yeah.
Yeah.
So he looks really well suited in that. I mean, we've obviously got a very good horse, Russian Camelot, to get by, but he goes there second up in really good order.
Your best chance at Caulfield?
Oh, look, you'd probably have to say she's a celebrity. She's got the runs on the board and she's very exciting.
All right. And your best chance in Adelaide, you've got a host of chances there.
Okay. Quietly Discreet.
Yep.
And I think a little horse later in the day that's been racing over here on the synthetic and been competitive in a benchmark 58, Groot. I think he's ready to win.
All right, then. So race 1, Punters, horse number 4, Quietly Discreet, and Groot. Race 8, number 4. We can't forget that horse with a name like that. Good on you, Philip.
Thank you.
There's Phil Stokes there. Time for a quick break here on The First Word. This is RSN's Race Day. You're with Gareth Hall. It's 10 to 8. Time to catch up with Natalie Young and Trent Buston. Have only got two strong chances in today after Let's Be Glam has just been scratched. And Natalie joins us now. Good morning to you, Nat.
Morning.
Let's Be Glam okay?
Yeah. She just had a touch of a little bit of mucus at rest. So we just thought we'd treat her and maybe line her up on the tenth. You know, when they've got that half a grade of mucus, they just tend to not find that last 50, and we sort of need to find out whether she's going to get to that 1,400 metre mark. So it's better to wait. But, yeah, she'll bounce back.
All right, then. Race number 2, Rich Hips goes around, and she's consistent.
Yeah, she is. But she's sort of a horse that we sort of get two really great runs out of her. She goes really good fresh, and then we've got to really sort of give her a couple of good little bit of a break. And then bring her back, and she sort of seconded up from doing that this time. She was really good at Sandown. She was only beaten sort of half a length. Flew down late, so she's got that little bit of a tricky gait today, which is always a little bit hard from the 1,400 metre mark at Caulfield. It just means they're working going up that hill when they sort of need to be getting a bit of cover. So it'll be up to Mick to see what sort of ride he can produce today, but she's very well. She looks super. If he can just tuck in and get a little bit of cover, I think she should find the line nicely. That rail out 6 metres, they could be coming from a little bit behind the speed.
Now, Nat, a lot of punters will be on your horse Inverloch in the last because the great Dean Lester, on a Friday morning, he gives out his Ramaruffi on the Breakfast Club, and that was Inverloch. And usually they're price half straight away. Can he win?
He was super first up, nowhere near his distance, but he was, I don't know, he just seems to always run so well for Mick. Yeah, he was, I actually just had a little flutter on over the place last start, and then he ran four, that's usually the way. But he's trained on really nicely, still got a bit of condition on him, but he's just, each prep, he just keeps finding that little bit more and that little bit more. You know, he obviously likes the lead, but, yeah, he's got that little bit of a sticky gait. But, look, I think he'll be thereabouts today. He's not a bad field, though, with Juna Powell and a few of the others. But can't fault his work going into it. And he's really bounced through that last run. So, yeah, he should be in the mix.
All right, then that's good enough for me, Nat. And then we'll have a look at Coleraine today. You've got Jack Regan in the cup and Trolley in race number six. Can either of those two win?
Trolley's sort of on that week back up. Ran second last week and... yeah, I think he'll like the track conditions. Got the soft five, Dylan on him. I think he'll go nice. I think he's really come on since that last run. And Jack Regan, we've actually had him over the jump quite a bit this week. Last preparation when we started threatening he was going to get sacked, he better put his hand up. We got him over the sticks and he put two together in a line. So I think that's the trick with him. You know, he's won a jumping race. So he's he'll probably need the run a little bit. But I actually had a little bit of a spin on him last week on Tuesday, and I was quite impressed with what I had underneath me. He really hit the line nicely. I was quite surprised. So he'll get a nice suck in behind them. I think he's a really nice each-way chance.
Your best for the day?
I'm going to go in block.
All right, then. Good luck, Nat.
Thanks.
There's Natalie Young there. Graham Begg, hopefully, he'll be hoping that he can beat Inverloch with the favourite nonconformist in race number 9, and he joins us now. Good morning, Graham. You there, Graham? Oh, he's just dropped out. So I might go through some of the scratchings now for Caulfield for this wonderful card there, highlighted by the Group 1 Underwood Stakes. Wait for age conditions over the 1,800 metres. I think everything's dropping out because my computer's been a little bit slow. But here we go. We're on a soft six. Rails out 6 metres the entire circuit. Race one, scratch the one, embrace me. Race two, put a line through the 9, Design Rue, 16, Criminal Code, and the 17, Casio. Race three, scratch the 8, Thought of That, the 9, Berade, the 13, Kiss and Cry, the 15, New King, and the 19, Attorney. Race four, you can scratch the 6, Brooklyn Hustle, who was superb last night, and so was the 7, Alpha Oro. So they raced last night and not competing in the 4th. Race five, scratch the 2, Iconoclasm. Race six, scratch the 2, Cherry Tortoni, the 6, Bartley, and the 7, Alcyone. Race seven, put a line through the 1, Let's Be Glam. So Let's Be Glam comes out of race number 7. Race 8, scratch the 4, Lavendi. And race 8, that's race 8, number 4, Lavendi. And race 9, scratch the 13, Realm of Flowers. So that's the scratchings at Caulfield this afternoon. And is Graham Begg ready for us now? Good morning to you, Graham.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Nonconformist looks tough to beat in the last race.
Look, he'll run very well. We're very happy with the horse. Unfortunately, had a little setback. His blood wasn't 100% right a couple of weeks ago, so we had to rejig things around a little bit. But he's had a nice jump out in between, so, you know, he's back on song. And, a bit of a tricky gait, but still and all, I'm sure he'll run very well.
I guess if you want to get setbacks, you want them nice and early in your campaign so you can have some time to get him ready for some of the bigger races.
It's never ideal, I can assure you of that. So, you know, it's a bit hard when you've got to start playing catch-up a little bit. So it might come against him a little bit later on for the goals that we had chosen for him. But we'll just get through today and then we'll reassess and we'll go on from there.
Can we back him with confidence?
I'm sure he'll run very well. He has never missed the money, the horse, and I'm sure he'll put his best foot forward. It'll be a solid run race, I'd say, so... You know, I'm sure that they won't take any prisoners.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for that.
Cheers for that.
There's Graham Begg there. We might just quickly hear from William Pike aboard a KD Queen today. And I talked to him yesterday, and this was a big rap for the star mare. Hey, is she back to her best? Have you been on her back since the Let's Elope?
I have. I've given her a few gallops and rode her in a little bit of slow work as well. And look, she feels great. I think, touch wood, I think her feet issues are behind her. I think they've passed the bulk of those issues. And I think she's sound, and I think she's enjoying being sound and feels as though she's, I don't know if she's really come on at all, because she's pretty fast regardless, but she definitely seems happier and pulling up better from each workout.
Yeah, can't wait to see her clash with Russian Camelot and the others in that star field of the Underwood Stakes. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the news with Johnny Bowden. And then after that, it's the Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn.